Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home.
It's 7:32 Illinois time. Welcome to Mark and Friends for this Thursday, December 16th. I'm Tim Nelson. Let's start our time together today with these words from the one-year devotional prayer book, Good Words to Lift Up in Prayer Today. Lord, thank you that you are truly Lord over all. You aren't Lord because I say so. You are Lord because you are. You are Lord over creation, time, people, nations, and over my life today. And I choose to yield myself to you, and I thank you for who you already are to me today. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven, heaven, nature sing.
Listening to Mark and Friends on this Thursday morning. I'm Tim Nelson, joined right now by our office manager, Joyce Mankey. Joyce was on with us a couple weeks ago. Thank you for taking the time again, Joyce. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Tim, and to all of our listeners out there who's tuning in today. We thank you for listening. And, you know, Tim, Christmas is only just a few days away.
Yeah, right.
What an incredible time of the year it is. I love the Christmas season. Even though we don't have the snow, I love the Christmas season.
Yeah.
And I love the carols. And, you know, with all the turmoil going on in our country, we still have a reason to celebrate and rejoice because Christ brings joy.
We do. And, you know, Christmas could be seen, at least from the outside, as just an escape. But an escape is something that a lot of times is just a fantasy, is not real, but Christmas is real. We're talking about the birth of our Savior.
And it's a gift that just keeps on giving. I love the carols when they come on the radio and you hear joy to the world. Mm. You know, I believe that Jesus wants us to have joy. He was the best gift that was ever given to us, and it still brings joy, and it just keeps on giving and giving. And I like that, and I think of that every time I hear the songs of and the carols that are played at Christmas time. You know, Tim, every time I read the Bible, I learn something new. It's amazing that you can read the same verse and something different will stand out to you.
The Word of God is inexhaustible, isn't it?
It is, and you can read it over and over. It's like some people think you might get tired of reading the Scripture over and over, but it's something new every time, and God speaks to you through His Word, and it's just so exciting. And as I was reading the Christmas story this week, it just struck me as I began to read that if it had not been for the angels, no one would have really understood what the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ meant. There's a lot of talk about angels, and we can say a whole lot about them, but these angels were sent for a specific purpose. And that's the meaning, actually, of angel means messenger. And we can be assured that when they are here, that they've come for a specific purpose. And so that just kind of stood out as the purpose and the meaning of God sending the angels. Throughout history, you know, angels have been sent by God to bring a message of hope, to protect, to comfort, to serve, carry out his judgment, to give him praise. And if it had not been for the angels, Mary may have even wondered, you know, how she could have conceived. And without a man, she may have guessed what was happening because she was familiar with the Old Testament scripture. You know, Isaiah 7:14 says the virgin will be with child and give birth to a son. So she could have guessed, but she would not have known for sure had it not been for the angel appearing to her. Joseph may have even thought that she had been unfaithful to him. And the shepherds, you know, what would they have been in at the little town of Bethlehem by the manger had the angels not been not appeared to them? You know, one angel appeared, and then when a whole host of heavenly angels started praising God after they come to the manger. So without the angels conveying the real truth to Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, we may not have understood the meaning. So it just kind of stuck out to me this time that it was, you know, the part that the angels play in the Christmas story. There's five appearances in the Christmas story, but these three are the fulfillment of prophecy and the proclamation of great joy. And, you know, and to help us to realize that Jesus is the real meaning of Christmas. And every day, you know, even with all the things we're going through today and disasters and the turmoil in our country, we can still have that inner joy that Jesus is with us every step of the way, and he's the reason for the season.
That is some good insight. You know, don't we take for granted some things that we know from the Word of God?
Right, and you know, further on down in the chapter at the end, when Simon or Simeon, you know, he says, "Behold, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it helps us to realize what a great God we serve, that he loved us enough that he sent his son into the world. And every day there's peace and joy in our hearts because we have that blessed hope of being with him eternally.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom shepherds watch a-keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds God and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe.
King.
It's Mark and Friends for this 16th day of December, a Thursday morning with Tim Nelson from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios here on Mason Street in Springfield, joined by the WLUJ office manager, Joyce Mankey. It's Christmas time. We're celebrating the gift of Jesus during this season. What's God put on your heart this morning, Joyce, about the gift of Christmas?
You know, Tim, when I think about the gift of Christmas, it's a gift that just keeps on giving. And it reminds me of a tiny little tomato seed that I planted in my backyard this year. And I watched it grow all through the springtime and the summer months. And I was amazed at how tall this tomato plant grew. I've never seen one do this before. It reached to the very top of our windows. It was like a tree. And my neighbors would come and look at it and take pictures of it, and it was just an incredible thing. And when the tomatoes started coming in, the vine just kept on bearing, and I had so many tomatoes that I'd see a neighbor walking by, I would run out and give them a couple of tomatoes.
Right.
It started blessing the whole neighborhood, and so that's what I was thinking of when I was thinking about the gift. And even though God's gift is even greater than that, it just keeps on giving. And when you give to the WLUJ Great News Media, it grows even more than my tomato plants. It blesses people all across Central Illinois and our listening area. We have listeners who write to us oftentimes on notes that we receive in the office of how the ministry blesses them and how even some people were saved through the radio ministry and the teaching of God's Word. And we have people in prison that listen that have been saved. And so it reaches to the homes of those struggling, and people just need a touch from God. And so your gift helps us spread that word into all of those areas and to bring hope and joy into the hearts of our listeners. God gave us an example of sacrificial giving, and in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. And I pray that we will follow his example by giving and helping us spread the good news of the gospel. You know, we didn't have a fall share this year, but please know that you can still make a faith promise commitment to help financially with the WLUJ and Great News Media. And sometimes making that commitment, you know, Tim, helps you to stay on track.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so please feel free to email me at joyce@wluj.org, or you can call our office and we can set you up in our system, and you can be part of that gift that just keeps on giving throughout Illinois.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're a Great News Radio listener in the Champaign-Urbana area, East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, we know there's not been share-a-thons even since the beginning there. So thank you so much for that ongoing monthly support. It's so important whether you're listening in that area or you're here in the Springfield area, Central Illinois, with WLUJ, where we've had share-a-thons, what, twice a year? Is that right, Joyce? I'm new. That's why I'm asking. I think it's twice a year normally, right?
And we do.
Yeah.
Spring and the fall. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we Mark Burns, station manager, president of Great News Media, really since God was leading us to go ahead and continue the regular schedule of programming, not to stop down for 3 days and bring professional fundraisers in and talk. We talked ministry, and there was ministry happening, definitely. It was great to see people here, but we talked a lot about the finances. But what a testimony to the generosity of the WLUJ listeners, because the support is still coming in, even without that share-a-thon, everything that goes on here at WLUJ and Great News Media, including Great News Radio, could not happen without your prayers, first of all, and then your generous monthly support. Thank you so much.
The shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night.
home now. All is quiet, a star shining in the sky. Below in Bethlehem, the king is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
Stuck in a stressful job with long hours and an unreasonable boss, James wished he could quit. But he had a mortgage, a wife, and a young child to take care of. He was tempted to resign anyway, but his wife reminded him, "Let's hang on, see what God will give us." Many months later, their prayers were answered. James found a job that he enjoyed and gave him more time with the family. He said, "Those months were long, but I'm glad I waited for God's plan to unfold in his time." Waiting for God's help in the midst of trouble is hard. It can be tempting to try to find our own solution first. I know I've done that before. The Israelites did just that. Under threat from their enemies, they sought help from Egypt instead of turning to God. But God told them if only they would repent and put their trust in Him, they would find strength and salvation. In fact, He added, He longs to be gracious to them. That's from verse 18 of Isaiah 30. Waiting for God takes faith and patience, but when we see His answer at the end of it all, we'll realize that it was worth it. Blessed are those who wait for Him. And what's even more amazing, God is waiting for us to come to Him. Listening to Mark and Friends from Great News Media. Hello to Janet, and thank you for dropping us a line, Janet. She says, "I have the radio on every day. She listens to WLUJ, and also she enjoys the station in Bloomington, Great News Radio, especially since my husband died," she says, "from cancer 2 years ago." Janet, thank you so much for that letter. We appreciate that. We also want to say hello to Rebecca. She says, "Thank you for your prayers for me when I had COVID. I'm still thanking the Lord Jesus. I'll be 90 in April. He has so blessed me in so many ways. I have 17 grandchildren and 27 great-grandchildren, and I expect more in January and February." How about that? Thank you, Rebecca. It's good to hear from you. If you would like to drop us a line, we'd love to hear from you. One way to connect with us is by going online to greatnewsradio.org. greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org. Hope you have a great rest of this day. Be sure to join Mark. Tomorrow, he'll be in studio with Pastor Jason Schiffo for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends here on this Great News Media station.